Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Both the NYPD and Mayor Adams saying the city had no involvement in what went down yesterday on Canal Street. That's where a federal agent crackdown on street vendors triggered a night of protesting in Lower Manhattan. Let's get the very latest from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, this developed when two dozen federal agents showed up on Canal Street. There was immediate pushback, not just from the vendors, but from the passersby as well. You can hear the chants of ICE out of New York. The scene became quite chaotic and pushing and screaming after that. Now, we're being told at least four people were detained. The Homeland Security saying it was a targeted raid on illegal vendors in Chinatown. Councilman Christopher Marte represents the district, and he spoke with us.
My fear is that this is just the beginning, that they're going to not only do it here in Lower Manhattan, but they'll start doing it in Brooklyn and Queens and all across the city.
But while at the scene, one of the business owners on Canal named Ken actually welcomed the sweep.
I mean, we're sick and tired of all the fake sellers and counterfeit sellers on Canal.
Now, the investigation we've had this morning here and talking with the NYPD, again, they had nothing to do with the ICE raid, but they say they did have to take several people into custody last night as part of that protest. They say they were blocking traffic. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Lower Manhattan.
On X, Democratic mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani said, quote, "Once again, the Trump administration chooses authoritarian theatrics that create fear, not safety. It must stop." Former Governor Andrew Cuomo called the raid, quote, "an abuse of federal power by the Trump administration. More about fear than justice, more about politics than safety." As the pressure mounts for Curtis Sliwa to drop out of the New York City mayor's race, the Republican candidate doubled down yesterday.
Let's be very clear. I am not dropping out. Under no circumstance.
In an interview with conservative talk radio host Sid Rosenberg, Andrew Cuomo said he would consider giving Sliwa a job in his administration if Sliwa were to bow out. The former governor had this to say while speaking at the Association for a Better New York.
It's not about you, Curtis. It's not about me. It's not about Mayor Eric Adams. It's not about any of us. It's about New York City.
Meantime, at the White House, President Trump was asked about it.
It's really a question of would I rather have a Democrat or a communist? And I would rather have a Democrat than a communist.
Zohran Mamdani is a Democratic socialist. The second and final debate is coming up tonight on New York One. You can watch the 1010 Winds interviews with all of the candidates on our website as well as on our YouTube and Facebook pages. Early voting starts this Saturday. Check the location of your polling place at vote.nyc. New Jersey Republicans want federal monitors to oversee the handling of mail-in ballots in Passaic County. This is typically a Democratic stronghold that shifted to Donald Trump in 2024. The New Jersey Republican State Committee sent the request in a letter to the head of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. State officials called the request highly inappropriate. Meantime, it's a couple of high-profile endorsements and appearances in the New Jersey governor's race. Former President Barack Obama will be on the trail with Democrat Mikey Sherrill the final weekend before Election Day. while President Trump is expected to host tele-rallies for Republican Jack Cittirelli. Hey, got tickets to see a Broadway musical this weekend? The curtain may not go up.
Broadway musicians are threatening to walk out of the theater for good and go on strike. That could come as soon as Thursday morning if the Broadway League can't offer them a contract that they accept.
It would stop performances. Without musicians, there's no music.
President of the Local 802 Union, Bob Sutman.
The proposals that the league have made are regressive, and therefore we cannot accept what they put on the table.
The Broadway League tells 1010 Wins they're negotiating in good faith. If the strike does happen, it would impact more than 20 Broadway shows, including Wicked, Hamilton, Lion King, and many more. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
A pardoned January 6th rioter is now back behind bars for allegedly threatening to kill the House Democratic leader, New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries.
Jeffries was among those who expressed concern when President Trump pardoned the rioters.
They've described the January 6th hate rally as Mardi Gras, as a normal tourist visit.
34-year-old Christopher Moynihan, who lives near Poughkeepsie, was among the first group of rioters to break into the Capitol, ultimately breaching the Senate chamber. According to a criminal complaint, he sent a text that read in part, "I cannot allow this terrorist to live. Even if I am hated, he must be eliminated." Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams announcing a plan to invest more than $146 million into the Jewel Streets neighborhood of East New York. The area is prone to flooding problems because it's below sea level.
With this plan, the city would build new sewers and new pump stations, restore Spring Creek Park, and create new Blue Belt drainage systems, transform how we manage storm water and heavy rainfall, and protect this community from the devastating effects of the extreme weather.
The mayor says the plan, which would begin after he leaves office, would also create as many as 5,000 new affordable homes. Hundreds of construction workers to share in a $1.4 million settlement secured by the New York State Attorney General.
Letitia James said over 700 current and former ALBA Services employees will be compensated for years of retaliation and abuse. Angel Rodriguez spoke out after suffering an eye injury on the job.
And when I took my workers' compensation to my workplace, they didn't want to fill it out. They just asked what I was so worried about.
As part of the agreement, ALBA must also adopt reforms to comply with state labor laws. Rodriguez praised the Attorney General's work.
She did promise to keep helping workers' rights, so yeah, I believe in her. And
James said the federal fraud indictment brought against her by the Trump administration is baseless. She'll have more to say on Friday. Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
The NYPD now out with surveillance video of the woman seen leaving the newborn who was found Monday abandoned at Penn Station. The child is hospitalized in stable condition. You can see that video on the 1010 Wins social media pages. Separately, a baby boy who was left in a stroller at Dunkin' in the Bronx is now back with his mother. This was at a Dunkin' Donuts location on Westchester Avenue in Soundview, where police say that child was left unattended for about 20 minutes before cops got a 911 call. Just what happened there is not still clear, but police say the mother picked the baby up at the local precinct and was not arrested. A Lower East Side street is renamed for an influential artist.
Welcome to Jean-Michel Basquiat Way.
Jean-Michel Basquiat lived and worked here at Great Jones Street and the Bowery.
I think Jean-Michel would be so happy. I think he'd feel so acknowledged and honored.
His sister Janine Herivo wants the legacy to continue shining. An example of that is artist Natterson St. Pierre, who is inspired by Basquiat.
His energy, you can still feel it. And as an artist, and I'm Haitian, and I'm creating like abstract work, so Jean-Michel Basquiat definitely inspired that.
Basquiat said he didn't think about art when he was working. He tried to think about life. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.